from giant clumps to clouds too. The emergence of thick disk kinematics from the conditions of star formation in high redshift gas-rich galaxies, by Flo van Donkela et al. High redshift disk galaxies are more gas-rich, clumpier, and more turbulent than local universe galaxies. This early era of galaxy formation imprints the distribution and kinematics of the stars that we observe today, but it is not yet well established how. In this work, we use simulations of isolated Milky Way mass disk galaxies to study how kinematic properties of stars change when varying the gas fraction. This allows us to quantify the roles played by internal processes, e.g. gas turbulence and gravitational scattering of massive gas clumps, in establishing the observed stellar velocity dispersions and orbital eccentricities. We find that models with gas fractions greater than 20% feature a turbulent and clumpy interstellar medium, ISM, leading to 0H stellar velocity dispersions approximate light year 20 to 30 tilde kilometerita, s⁻¹ and high mean orbital eccentricities. Low eccentricities cannot arise from these physical conditions. For gas fractions below 20%, the ISM becomes less turbulent, with stellar velocity dispersions lower than 10 tilde kilometerita, s⁻¹, and nearly circular orbits for young stars. The turbulence present in gas-rich high redshift galaxies hence acts as a backward barrier against the formation of thin disks. We compare our findings to the Milky Way's age velocity dispersion relation and argue that velocity dispersions imprinted already at star formation by the ISM contribute significantly at all times. Finally, we show that observed orbital eccentricities in the Milky Way's thick and thin disks can be explained entirely as imprints by the star-forming ISM, rather than by mergers or secular processes. This was from Giant Clumps to Clouds 2. The emergence of thick disk kinematics from the conditions of star formation in high redshift gas-rich galaxies, by Flo van Donkela et al.